I'm Karen Chapman Novakowski. I'm with the Military Families Learning Network, the Nutrition and Wellness Concentration Area. I'm speaking today with Dr. Jennifer Nadalo, who recently provided us with a webinar on the 5210 program. Thanks for joining me today, Jen.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Could you just give me a brief overview of the 5210 Healthy Military Children Awareness Campaign?
Absolutely. 5210 was borrowed from the Let's Go 5210 program that was developed in the state of Maine. The 5210 mnemonic stands for Evidence-Informed Recommendations for Raising Healthy Kids, primarily focused on the 5 or more fruits and vegetables a day, 2 hours or less of screen time each day, 1 hour or more of vigorous physical activity each day, and 0 sweetened beverages. This mnemonic is used as sort of a catchy and simple theme to get people to start recognizing these health recommendations. And the 5210 Let's Go program that was developed in Maine was developed and implemented in a community-based setting across 6 different venues. We spoke with the folks at the state of Maine who developed this and worked with them utilizing some of the materials that they have already developed, and we adapted them to be useful on a military installation. So for example, we took the 6 venues and we expanded that to 15 different venues that you may find on any military installation, including venues like a child development center, a fitness center, a youth center, commissary, and so on and so forth. The materials that have been developed are largely around campaign type materials, so posters and handouts and things like that. We've also developed and adapted some of those tools from Let's Go 5210 out of Maine for a large toolkit for each venue. So there are materials that folks, the adults at each venue, can use to help spread the message to children and their families that may frequent each of those venues. So the materials are really developed for the adults. So if it's at the child development center, it's really developed for the teachers there so that they can utilize these materials in their classroom and they can send information home with the kids so that their parents are also getting the message. The message is really an effort to distribute a common message, a common consistent message across a military installation or really any community for that matter, so that parents understand the recommendations. And a lot of times there are confusing messages out there that parents may question, you know, I heard this was good for you, but I heard that's not good for you, and I'm just not sure. Well, these messages are all based on evidence-informed recommendations from organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics or the USDA. So these are really messages that we all should be following, and they're inclusive, meaning that they're positive for everyone. They are positive in terms that we're not trying to stop any behaviors, but we're rather trying to promote good behaviors around health promotion.
And I really think this is a great program. However, after listening to the webinar, I thought it might take a lot of energy until it really caught on, so to speak, in a community. Is this true? And if so, how do you keep that energy going?
Sure, that's a great question. So one of the things that we've done to try to instill this high energy health messaging campaign is to develop the products for the folks who want to implement it. So we've really taken our time. We have a 5210 Healthy Military Children website that lives on the Clearinghouse for Military Family Readiness website under obesity prevention. We've also developed the toolkit, so you can easily download part or the entire toolkit to use in the facilities that you want to use them in. Really, we've tried to create a product that takes little to no work in terms of actually building the product. So it's all there and available. We've also developed a 7 mini training sessions for the person who would want to implement the campaign in their community. We call that person the point of contact. So this is the central point of contact who wants to take the message out and spread it out throughout their community. There's a training for that. So it leads the person through what is 5210, why do I even want to use this campaign, why do I want to use these materials, and what do I do to successfully implement and evaluate a campaign in my community. Again, this could be, this was developed primarily for military installations, but we also created a mirror image campaign called 5210 Healthy Children. So those materials are exactly like the ones you find in the 5210 Healthy Military Children campaign, but they've been adapted in terms of language for use in a non-military community. We also provide the point of contact, technical assistance, and coaching from here at Penn State in terms of what kinds of things they should be doing over the span of a one-year implementation. So to keep the campaign active and alive and get the venue owners, the folks who are overseeing each individual site on an installation excited about the message and giving them ideas that they can pull directly from the toolkit on things that they could do month by month to enhance the campaign and keep it active and alive.
Well, keep it simple, don't drain people, and they stay energized. That sounds great. Could you talk a little bit about budgets or funding for this program?
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, the 5210 Healthy Military Children materials have already been developed and they are free for anybody to use. Like I said, they're found on the 5210.healthymilitarychildren.psu.edu website. And anybody who would like to pull these materials down to utilize them to implement the campaign can do so. In addition, the training is free. The sessions can be found on the website as well. And they're online trainings that can be done in an asynchronous manner, so on your own schedule. And we are in the process right now of developing an evaluation plan for the training. So in other words, trying to make sure that the training is actually doing what we want it to do, and that is to prepare the point of contact for implementing the campaign. So the training, the use of the training materials are free. So as long as there's somebody who is invested in doing this, it would take the person's time. And that part is not currently funded by us, but the materials and the training are available for that person to use free of cost. Another area that costs some money is if you decide to implement the program and want to print materials. There is a printing fee, of course. You can take the materials that we've developed out, but to take them out, it does cost a little bit of money to print some of them to distribute. The nice thing about this, though, if you decide, you can distribute these materials electronically as well, and then they're free of cost.
Great. One last question, Jen. What has been the most challenging for you with this program?
That's a really good question. So our intent is to get these materials out to folks and get them to use them. And we really want to get this message out to everybody. We want people to hear the message, to raise awareness in people's lives through this message. We want them also to have a deeper knowledge of what the recommendations are and what does that mean. And ultimately, we would love to see behavior change. So just really thinking about those four numbers, how can that start to instill some behavior change in folks? Probably the hardest thing about this campaign so far has been learning about what are the barriers to implementing a campaign on a military installation and even in a non-military community. We currently have worked with several installations with the Air Force, and we are in the middle of an implementation in central Pennsylvania in a countywide implementation. And we really, when you implement a campaign like this, you really have to learn the barriers and how to overcome some of those barriers in implementation. It may be something as simple as a poster to go and hang. It has to be a certain size so that it's allowed to be hung in a certain location. Or it could be as difficult as really having a hard time creating buy-in from a specific venue owner. As you might imagine, one of the most difficult venues to implement this campaign is restaurants, because two of our numbers, the 5 and the 0, really focus in on A, no sweetened beverages, which most restaurants do offer sweetened beverages, and really focusing in on more than 5 fruits and vegetables a day. So again, the campaign is positive. We're not trying to exclude other foods. We're just really trying to get folks to eat the right amount of fruits and vegetables and to really refrain from drinking sweetened beverages. But as you can imagine, that message is a little bit harder sell when you're thinking about implementing it in a restaurant location. So those are some of the things. But I think that over the past year, we've learned a lot. and we've been able to overcome several barriers and move forward to more successful implementations of the campaign.
I think it's great. Thanks for talking with me today, Jen.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.